From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listeners, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, in English program. Hopefully, you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that can not only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment, such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. We begin with the national news. The government seeks to produce 500,000 exporters in 9 years. One of the efforts is through the Accelerated Printing Collaboration Program for 500,000 new exporters in 2030. Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani at the 500,000 New Exporters Conference, Spurring SME Exports, which was held by the SME Export School and Creative Economy online on Tuesday, expressed optimism about this program. According to Minister Sri Mulyani, export success cannot only rely on one party, which is the government. The private sector and supporting elements are essential in achieving it. Based on the data, exports in March were very impressive. With an annual growth of 40.47%, it shows a fairly strong economic recovery. This realization is very high compared to the last 2 years. Moreover, last year when the COVID-19 pandemic first appeared, making the world economic growth decline. At the same time, import performance was also positive, namely growing 25.73% on an annual basis. The European Union provided €200,000 or over 3.4 billion rupiah to support those affected by severe floods and passage of tropical cyclone Seroja in East Nusa Tenggara. European Union Ambassador to Indonesia Vincent Piket said, as stated in a statement received by Tempo on Tuesday, with this assistance, the European Union is expressing its solidarity with Indonesia for the many people affected by Cyclone Seroja. The European Union stands ready to support those in need in times of crisis. The aid would be allocated in response to emerging needs about 3,000 vulnerable households in 36 villages. It would also be used for the distribution of personal protective equipment to 150 health workers in 3 hospitals in anticipation of an increase in the number of COVID-19 cases. The €150,000 funding was made available via the European Union-funded ICOPE and Envision projects, while the €50,000 was provided by the European Civil Protection and Humanitarian Aid Operations through its small-scale response mechanism. A meeting between Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin, Army Chief of Staff General Andika Perkasa, and Head of the Food and Drugs Monitoring Agency, or BPOM, Penny Lukito, produced a Memorandum of Understanding ensuring that the Gatot Subroto Army Hospital, or RSPAD, will become the main location for research on dendritic cell treatment. The treatment is hoped to become the initial step to find a solution to improve one's immunity against COVID-19. Citing a written statement from the Indonesian Army Public Relations, the MOU signing was witnessed by Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture, Muhajir Effendi. The statement also explained the guidelines of the research will align with the law and that it will be autologous, which can only be used by the patient itself and will not be subject to commercial use and will not need distribution permit approval. Southeast Asian countries will discuss the crisis in Myanmar at a summit in Jakarta on Saturday, the ASEAN bloc secretariat said on Tuesday. But Thailand's prime minister said several will be represented only by their foreign ministers. Thailand Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha said his country would be represented by Deputy Prime Minister Don Pramut Winay, who is also foreign minister. A Thai government official said on Saturday that Myanmar junta chief Min Aung Hlaing would go to Jakarta, although the Myanmar government has not commented. The 10-member Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, has been trying to find a way to guide fellow member Myanmar out of the bloody turmoil that it descended into after the military overthrew an elected government led by Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi on February 1st. Brunei, the current chair of the bloc, said after a meeting of the group's foreign ministers in March that ASEAN expressed concern about the situation in Myanmar and called on all parties to refrain from instigating further violence. Now we move to the international news. The UN Refugee Agency, or UNHCR, mission will remain in Chad following the death of the African nation's recently re-elected president, Idriss Deby, in clashes with rebels Alassem Guide Nyade, a UNHCR local security officer, told Sputnik on Tuesday. Deby died while leading an army unit in hostilities with the rebels in the country's north earlier in the day. The late leader, who ruled the state since 1990 and gathered nearly 80% of votes in the April 11 elections, was to assume office for the sixth time in a row. In the meantime, Chad declared a 2-week national mourning period after Deby's death, imposed a curfew from 6 p.m. local time until 5 a.m., and closed land and air borders until further notice. The country's military also set up a transitional council led by Mohamed Deby, the late president's son, which is due to dissolve the cabinet and the parliament and set to govern the African state for 18 months. The first in-person meeting of G7 foreign ministers since April 2019 will be held in London between May 3rd to the 5th under strict COVID-19 restrictions and social distancing guidelines. The UK Foreign Minister, Dominic Raab, told Parliament on Tuesday. Raab said that the meeting of G7 Foreign and Development Ministers next month is an opportunity to show how the world's biggest democracies work together to ensure equitable access to vaccines, build back better from the pandemic, support girls in the poorest countries get a good quality education, and agree ambitious action to tackle climate change. According to the Foreign Secretary, organizers will put strict COVID-19 secure measures in place, including daily testing to ensure the health and well-being of all staff, attendees, and the public. We end the news with Thai Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha, who said on Tuesday that he would not be attending a summit of leaders of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, in Jakarta on April 24th. Where the crisis in army-ruled Myanmar is said to be discussed. Prayut said Thailand would be represented by Deputy Prime Minister Don Pramut Winay, who is also foreign minister. At the meeting of ASEAN leaders at the bloc's Jakarta headquarters, Reuters reported. AFP, meanwhile, reported that UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres and his predecessor Ban Ki-moon urged governments in Southeast Asia to push to end the crisis in Myanmar during a video conference of Security Council leaders. Guterres said that ASEAN's role is more crucial than ever as the region faces an urgent crisis in Myanmar. The situation requires a robust international response grounded on a unified regional effort. Well, listener, that was the news.
The world is still being shaken by the COVID-19 pandemic, if previously African countries seems not to be in that problem. Recently, several countries there, including South Africa, began to be hit in some places like Europe as well as China. Where the pandemic started, the number of infected and dead is on the rise. In South Asia, India is seriously trying to overcome the COVID-19 outbreak, which continues to increase sharply. Data from Worldometer cited by various media shows that the number of people infected and dying from a virus that has now even mutated continues to increase. As of April 21, 2021, the number of COVID-19 cases has reached more than 143 million. At least 3 million people in various countries have died from the disease caused by viruses, and there is no cure. Even so, it was recorded that the number of recovered from COVID-19 was much higher than those who died. As of April 21st, nearly 122 people have been declared cured from COVID-19. The United States is still struggling to reduce the number of cases and to prevent more people from getting infected and dying. The country is listed as the top in the number of cases and death from COVID-19 among the 10 other countries with the highest transmission rates. In the United States, until April 21st, nearly 33 million cases were recorded, with a death toll of more than 580,000 people. India still has to deal with a spike in cases after experiencing a decline and relaxing restriction. Due to a new mutation of the COVID virus, a number of countries have returned to lockdown. In Europe, Britain is the country that is doing it again. China, which was originally reported to have been relatively free of COVID, has returned to implementing lockdowns in certain areas of the country. In order to prevent transmission and casualties, vaccination is being intensified. This step is very costly, but must be done. If this year COVID-19 still cannot be controlled, the impact will further burden the economic growth of countries affected by the pandemic. COVID-19 has indeed had a significant impact on economic growth, including the increase in the unemployment rate because of layoffs due to losses and the closures of a number of companies. So, there is another way. Efforts to overcome COVID-19 pandemic must be done globally and together. It seems that the rules restricting human movements in the form of lockdowns and prohibitions of traveling abroad or receiving visits from other countries are still needed and must be obeyed.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on April 21st about Kartini Day. Every year on April 21st, the Indonesian people commemorate the birthday of Raden Ajeng Kartini, the woman who pioneered gender equality in Indonesia. She was born in Jepara, Central Java, on April 21st, 1879. Habis gelap terbitlah terang, or From Darkness Comes Light, is the title of a book from a collection of letters from Raden Ajeng Kartini to her friends in the Netherlands. These letters are proof of how much Kartini wanted to release her people from the discrimination that had been entrenched in her day. Kartini's struggle was also proven by establishing free schools for girls in Jepara and Rembang, Central Java. Regarding Kartini's huge services to the Indonesian nation, the administration of President Sukarno designated Kartini as a national independence hero and determined Kartini's birthday to be commemorated every year, which later became known as Kartini Day. Moving on to an event on April 21, 2009, when the World Digital Library was inaugurated. The World Digital Library is an interstate digital library managed by UNESCO and the United States Library of Congress. This library was inaugurated on April 21, 2009 and is intended as a source of reference for primary documents of various important world documents that can be accessed free of charge. We end Today in History with an event on April 21, 2019 about bomb attack in Sri Lanka. Three churches in Sri Lanka and three luxurious hotels in the capital, Colombo, were targeted by suicide bombings on April 21, 2019. Shortly after that, there were small explosions at a residential complex in Dematagoda and a guest house in Dehiwala. A total of 267 people were killed, including at least 45 foreign nationals, 3 police officers, 8 bombers, and at least 500 others were injured. According to the State Intelligence Agency, a second wave of attacks was planned, but was prevented by the government raids. Well, listeners, that was Today in History.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Transportation Minister Budi Karya Sumadi was trying to make electric vehicles in Indonesia as a public need. That was stated by the minister when visiting an electric vehicle exhibition on Sunday. In a press release, Budi Karya Sumadi said that the president had issued Presidential Regulation No. 55 year 2019 about a battery-based electric vehicles for land transportation program acceleration. The ministry had followed up the regulation by making some regulations on electric vehicles through the Transportation Ministerial Regulations. They regulate the electric vehicle physical type testing, certain vehicles with electric motor drive, and conversion of oil-based vehicles into battery-based. The Transportation Ministry will also make a roadmap so that in 2030, the electric vehicles can be more significantly used by the people. Minister Budi Karya Sumadi said some other efforts were done, namely encouraging the use of electric vehicles through the service in some cities such as Bali, Surabaya, Bandung, and Medan. Buy the Service program is a service purchasing system by the government which gives full subsidy for the operator with a certain minimum service standard. As an early stage, the eco-friendly transportation will be used for Transjakarta and Damri for city transport. Besides buses, the Transportation Ministry will also encourage the use of electric vehicles to taxi and motorcycle. The Transportation Ministry also had coordinated with the State-Owned Enterprises Minister and the State-Owned Power Company PLN President Director to build more charging stations. The Minister and the first echelons in the Transportation Ministry had also used electric vehicles for their operation. He then encouraged other ministries and institutions to use electric vehicles. It was expected that electric vehicles will be an eco-friendly choice for the people and then improve the air quality in Indonesia.
Ramadan full of blessing with Voice of Indonesia. We present you many programs. The story of Indonesian ambassadors, diaspora, and students fasting in many countries. Also, interesting and heartfelt stories of Indonesian security forces, the National Army and National Police, in the border area, far from their family, fasting in the border of Indonesia. You can find it all in All About Ramadan, Voice of Indonesia, 1442 Hijri.
Ramadan ya Habib, Ramadan, Ramadan, laytaka dawman qareeb.
Baby, sembuhkan aku dari sakitku.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
Kampung Kopi Banaran, or in English means Banaran Coffee Village, has entered a new era. The agrotourism of Kampung Kopi Banaran is located at an altitude of 480 meters to 600 meters above sea level. The coffee center in central Java has been transformed into a contemporary tourism area to attract visitors. With an area of 39 hectares, which is located in Bawen, Semarang Regency, Kampung Kopi Banaran has a distinctiveness that no other region has. One of the newest facilities in Banaran Coffee Village is the coffee camp, which has 14 tents. From behind the tent, you can enjoy views of Rawapening and the mountains that cannot be found in other areas. There is also a jogging track for those who dream of exercising on a coffee plantation. In the plantation area, there are signs about the history of coffee in Indonesia, so that visitors' knowledge will also increase. This coffee camp is appropriate for adventure or traveling lovers because they can immediately enjoy the natural atmosphere and see the mountains. In addition, there are also special travel packages to enjoy the natural atmosphere on three mountains, namely Telomoyo, Ungaran, and Merbabu. The main facilities of Kampung Kopi Banaran are a building for enjoying delicious coffee of Banaran Coffee, which is also built as children's play area, corporate gatherings, coffee walk, outbound games, swimming pool, gazebos, tennis court, fruit garden, meeting hall, flying fox, mox, meeting room, Gria Robusta, family gathering, and garden exploration by ATV. Banaran Coffee is quite well known among the people of Central Java because it has a distinctive and fragrant aroma that cannot be found in other types of coffee. In addition, its unique taste makes coffee lovers and connoisseurs always want to come back to enjoy this Banaran Coffee. Of course, it will be a special opportunity to enjoy Banaran Coffee in a beautiful agro-tourism location and has fresh air. This place is open every day from 7:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. local time. If you just want to enjoy the fresh air and sweetness of Banaran Coffee without camping or other activities, that's fine. Amid the COVID-19 pandemic, of course, the Banaran Coffee Village also carried out strict health protocols so that your natural tourism is safer and more enjoyable.
Sebelum ku melihatku waktu bisa terulang. Ku kan mencoba berpikir
sebelumnya,
berharap
sedikitnya,
tersadar
sebelumku.
Oh, melihatku serahkan semua padanya, jemari menutup telinga. Wajah berwarna merah,
kau tak bisa ku percaya.
For the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is still about sakit, which means sick, so stay tuned. Listener, here is the conversation entitled Apakah Dr. Ani Praktik Siang Ini? Which means, is Dr. Ani available this afternoon? This dialogue is between Kevin and registration officer in a clinic. They talk on the phone. Let's listen to the conversation.
Halo, Klinik Yasmin. Ada yang bisa saya bantu?
Apakah Dr. Ani praktik siang ini?
Ya, beliau praktik, Pak.
Having listened to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times, and you can repeat after me. Klinik Yasmin, which means Yasmin Clinic. Ada yang bisa saya bantu? Ada yang bisa saya bantu? Which means, what can I help for you? Praktek, which means available. Dr. Ani, which means Dr. Ani. Siang ini, which means this afternoon. Apakah Dr. Ani praktik siang ini? Apakah Dr. Ani praktik siang ini? Which means, is Dr. Ani available this afternoon? Klinik Yasmin, Klinik Yasmin, which means Yasmin Clinic. In the dialogue, you listen to a question, apakah dokter Ani praktek siang ini? Apakah dokter Ani praktek siang ini? Which means, is Dr. Ani available this afternoon? In the question, there is the word apakah. Apakah, which means is. It aims to confirm information that someone wants to know specifically, like if someone comes or not, works or not, or if a doctor is available at a certain time or not. Let's listen to another example of a question to confirm information. Apakah Dr. Ani sudah datang? Apakah Dr. Ani sudah datang? Which means, has Dr. Ani come? Belum, belum, which means not yet. In social interaction, Indonesian people pays much attention to social relationship. For example, the clinic officer uses the word beliau, beliau, which means she in a formal context, instead of dia, dia, in an informal context. The word beliau, beliau, which means she, is the third pronoun for someone we respect. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Halo, Klinik Yasmin, ada yang bisa saya bantu?
Apakah Dr. Ani praktik siang ini?
Ya, beliau praktik, Pak.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Is out there, and I know that I should be there. Yeah, I know. Stuck in the projection of a virtual affection. Yeah, I know.
You could say I'm bragging, but I show I'm just a poser with no flow. I'm just a loser, but I grow. Know that I hear. So shut up and go. Cause I don't mind.
No, I don't.
No, I don't mind. Ooh, no, I don't.
No, I don't mind. I don't mind.
No, I don't.
No, I don't mind. No, I don't mind it. I know they be talking about my life, but I keep walking. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know.
In the projection of a virtual affection. Yeah, I know. You could say I'm bragging, put on a show.
You could say I'm bragging, put on a show.
I'm just a poser with no flow.
I'm just a poser.
I'm just a loser, but I'll grow. Know that I hear ya. So shut up, shut up and go. Cause I don't mind. No, I don't.
No, I don't mind. Mm-hmm. No, I don't.
No, I don't mind. I don't mind. No, I don't.
No, I don't mind. I don't mind.
No, I don't mind.
Cause I don't mind.
No, I don't mind.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, I'm Rahma. Now I would like to present a song from West Java entitled Jol. The song Jol was popularized by Doel Sumbang, a musician from West Java. The lyrics of this song tells a person who cannot resist the presence of his ex-lover who has often hurt and betrayed him. However, when the ex-lover comes back, he feels difficult to refuse her presence. Although he tries to close his heart, the ex-lover keeps on coming and forcefully, the man opens his heart. Finally, his heart is open forever. Well, listener, here is the song Jol by Doel Sumbang. Enjoy!
Anjen datang deui sanggeus babaraha kali ngahiana ngajenyeuri toro jol anjen datang deui jol anjen datang deui ku anehna kuring beut lengleng hararese nutup hate. Toro jo anjeun datang deui.
Singa hianat, kung singa nyanyi, ku
Voice of Indonesia.
Batur sahur milu sahur.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention, for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at voindonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.